98.1 FM.
70,000 watts of
gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Moments of Inspiration radio broadcast, and we're just glad once again to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Well, we call it the house of the Lord, but it's the radio station. He said, well, there's two or three gathered together in his name. He is in the midst. Amen. And I thank God for this. Like I said earlier, thank God for this opportunity once again. Amen. And we give God praise and we give him glory today. So right now, I'm going to go before you with a scripture. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we come to you once again. Lord, thanking and praising you yet for another day. Lord, thanking and praising you for what you're going to do throughout this day. Lord God, we just thank you. You know, so many times we come to you asking you something, always that. But God, sometimes we need to just thank you. And I've learned to do just that, Lord, to give you praise and thanks before I even ask for anything. Amen. Just thanking and praising you for waking us up this morning. Thanking and praising you for starting us on our way. Lord, thanking and praising you for one more day. Amen. For truly this is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we will rejoice and be glad in it because you let us live to see this beautiful day. Not only that, Lord God, you're so wonderful. Amen. We just want to tell you how marvelous you are. Amen. How awesome you are. Oh, God, we give you praise today. We give you glory in this beautiful day, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for the just being so good to us, for being so merciful to us. And not, you know, God, look on all your people. So many times, Lord God, we would just be caught up in the things of ourselves. But, Lord, there's so many that don't even know you yet in the pardon of their sin. And we're asking you to have mercy on them, Lord. Look on them, Lord, the ones that nobody seemed to care about. The ones that goes through, God, that wish they knew about Jesus. And that's why we got to be on our job, because we got to let a dying world know about you, Lord God, to let them know that you wish that none perish, but all come to repentance. Oh, God, help us to get back on track, Lord God. Help us to be concerned about the things that concern you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just give you the name to praise. We just give you the glory in this day, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We thank God for that prayer. Amen. We thank God because when he said that when we pray, we got to believe him. Amen. And we just believe him. And we just thank God just for being just good. Amen. And I just like to say God bless you to all of you out there in the radio land. We just love you with the love of the Lord. Amen. We just thank you for being out there. We just thank you for just being there. Amen. We just give God praise about everything because God is a good God. Amen. And we just thank him for that.
Praise God. Amen. Well, I tell y'all what, we're excited. Amen. About the things of the Lord. We thank and praise God for all that he is doing. The doors that the Lord is opening day by day and the deliverance that is being wrought. Amen. We want to give a big old hearty God bless you to all of our friends and saints around Natchez, Mississippi. On yesterday, last night, we were at the Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith Church, Pastor Josh Whitley, and the saints over there. And I tell you what, we had a high time.
Hallelujah.
In the Lord.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
We had a dynamic
Lord.
Move of the Spirit of God. Amen. Saints of God, I want to tell you that God's Spirit is moving in this end time. Amen.
Yes.
He is taking all of the rough edges in our life, and he is smoothing them out to his glory. Praise be to God. And when you understand, amen, the move of God, then you'll want to get in the flow of it more
Hallelujah,
consistently.
Jesus.
Amen. But what happens is sometimes in the shift between the anointings in our life, the enemy comes in and he begins to beat us down, Minister Mildred. He begins to make us feel less effective. And that's one thing that we've got to stay reminded of, because even when we're exerting energy, amen,
yes.
from going to church and coming from church, amen, many times the enemy, amen, catches us during that downtime period.
Amen.
Amen. During that downtime period. And so the enemy knows when you are weak.
Yes, right.
Amen. But so that's why you have to stay in the arena of the Lord. Now, it's amazing that Moses was able to stay up in God's presence for 40 days and 40 nights without eating, without drinking any water. He was up there in the presence of God, which lets us know that even still when we withdraw from church, when we withdraw from the Shekinah presence of God, we've got to keep him in our presence. Praise be to God. So that means that, yes, we go to the church and the presence is there. And then when we leave from the church, we've got to take some of that presence with us, because without taking it with us, the enemy will come in and seek to destroy us. And I tell you, the saints, they were refreshed on last night. Amen. Yes. And I gave them the analogy that when we speak in terms of revival, people don't understand that the word revival has just become a mechanism used to draw people to church. But God gave me the analogy that when a man is unconscious,
yes,
he needs to be revived.
Say it now.
And the thing about it is, if he is unresponsive in the arena of, if he is not breathing on his own, or if his heart is not beating, then those of us that are skilled in CPR must resuscitate that particular individual. No, meaning that we are going to have to breathe oxygen into their body.
Yes.
So that the amount of oxygen can remain in the bloodstream, because for any given length of time, I think it's about maybe 4 minutes at the most, if the brain does not receive a substantial amount of oxygen, then that individual will be declared as brain damaged.
Yes.
Brain damage will set in.
Yes.
And so what we do is we breathe for them. And then what we do is we get their heart back to beating. Because, see, sometimes a person's heart can be beating, but they ain't breathing.
Come on.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
Amen. The heart can be beating, but they're not breathing. Because that mechanism that sends the message from the brain down to the lungs to expand and open up, somewhere it's not happening. So we've got to keep breathing for them until the message is clear. And so even in the arena of revival, many times God's people have become unconscious to what the enemy is doing to them. You see, when a man is unconscious, you can slap his face. He ain't going to respond.
Not at all.
You can do horrible things to a man or a woman when they're unconscious. And that's what Satan's agenda is, to keep you unconscious and unaware of how he is defiling you, how he is destroying you, how he is coming into your churches, to your homes, and to your places or wherever you are, so that he can just work whatever he wants to do on you. Oh, but when you are conscious.
Come on.
When you are aware of what the enemy is doing.
Yes, Lord.
And that's the reason why, amen, we went over there last night and we shared the message with their minister, Mildred. I've come to remind you who you are.
Come on.
Praise be to God. We went to the book of Samuel and we shared with them about how David went to the house of Saul's son. Saul had a son by the name of Jonathan, and Jonathan had a son by the name of Mephibosheth. And Mephibosheth was of royal blood, but you know what? He forgot that he was a king's son. He forgot he was a prince. And he lived in Lodabar, and Lodabar represents a place of desolateness.
Yes.
And many of the saints of God are desolate in their mind. Yes, you're driving. Yes, you're driving fine cars. Yes, you're driving. You got the best of suits. But you're desolate in your walk with God. Bishop Townsend, how do you know that? Because the enemy is wreaking havoc in your marriage.
Yes.
He's wreaking havoc among your children.
Yes.
And so Lodabar represents that desolate state. And so even Mephibosheth did not even consider himself a child of the king. And those of us that have accepted Jesus Christ in our life have got to understand that we are children of royalty now. But if you're not given that understanding as being a child of royalty, then the enemy will come in like a flood and do what he wants to do to you. So David goes there, and when he goes up and finds Mephibosheth there, he calls Mephibosheth, and Mephibosheth says, "Who am I that you should look on me, a dead dog such as I?" And many times in being humble, brothers and sisters, it's okay to be humble with your brothers and sisters. But when it comes to what the enemy is trying to do in your life, you need to stand bold as a lion and let the enemy know that I indeed am a child of God. When he tries to bring sickness and disease into your life, you need to be standing as bold as a lion to let the enemy know, amen, that you are a child of the Most High God. And that's the reason why, amen, we're gearing up even right now, brothers and sisters, for this this 3-day fellowship that we've got coming up. As a matter of fact, amen, we want to share just a little bit with you right now in the name of Jesus. Don't you touch that dial. This is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT.
and for holiness.
Praise the Lord. We pray that this broadcast has been a blessing to you. Natchez, Vidalia, Faraday, Jonesville, and surrounding areas, get ready to join the One Way Apostolic Deliverance Temple, 111 Cloverdale Road in Natchez, Mississippi, as we present a three-day fellowship, men of valor and women of virtue working together for the move of God, 7 o'clock p.m. night. That's Wednesday, October the 3rd through Friday, October the 5th. Beginning Wednesday, men of valor speakers will be Brother Richard Cole of Pineville, Louisiana, gospel recording artist Pastor Roderick Lewis of the Greater Work Christian Center of Natchez, Mississippi.
Was a blind man.
And Pastor Arthur Lavelle of the Life Kingdom Fellowship, Bunky, Louisiana. On Thursday, the women of virtue will be Evangelist Annie Holiday Ross of Natchez, Mississippi, Prophetess Emily Sanders of Natchez, Mississippi, and Missionary Save Lady Mary Berry of Natchez, Mississippi. We're going to cap it off on Friday with a musical night. There's going to be various choirs, solos, gospel recording artists, and gospel recording artists themselves. Emerson Hill Jr., formerly of Change, will be...
Then my eyes could...
in the house. You need to make plans to attend the three-day fellowship at the One Way Apostolic Deliverance Temple, 111 Cloverdale Road in Natchez, Mississippi, Wednesday, October the 3rd through Friday, October the 5th. Host pastors Bishop Kenny and Lady Mildred Townsend of the One Way Apostolic Deliverance Temple. For more information, phone 662-704-0630. That's 662-704-0630. The three-day fellowship at the One Way Apostolic Deliverance Temple, 111 Cloverdale Road, Natchez, Mississippi. See you there. One Way Apostolic Deliverance Temple is a proud sponsor of 88.1 FM Alexandria, 92.5 FM Shreveport, and 98.9 FM. That's right, brothers and sisters. We're gearing up for that three-day fellowship. You are certainly invited. All roads lead to Natchez, Mississippi. Amen. Wednesday, Lady Townsend, we're going to kick it off with the Men of Valor. They're going to be going forth in the things of the Lord. Pastor Lavelle, who was just on the air not too long ago, is going to be, amen, one of the speakers at that Men of Valor night. That's that Wednesday, amen. October the 3rd, amen. And we've got Brother Richard Cole from Pineville, Louisiana, going to be there. And also gospel recording artist, Pastor Roderick Lewis of Natchez, amen, Mississippi. And again, the sisters are going to go forth in the things of the Lord that night equally as well. So sisters, brothers, I'm inviting you to come out and support each night. Amen. It's time for men and women to work together in the things of the Lord. Isn't that right, Minister Mildred?
It been time. Amen. And we just thank God because we know that it's going to be a glorious time. And we just thank the Lord what he's doing in this end time.
Praise be to God. Amen. Because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take the people of God working together, understanding, amen, that God, amen, is in charge and that these are the end times, brothers and sisters. So we've got to stay affixed to the things of the Lord. And we just thank and praise God for all of you, you that call, you that respond to the word of God. Amen. And I tell you what, you know what? I told you last time that what we're going to do is we got a few minutes. Amen. And some of you call and say, well, Bishop Townsend, we would like to call in for prayer. Amen. And if you wanted to call in for prayer right now, Minister Mildred, you feel like taking some prayer calls?
You said you were going to talk about the something else, but if you, whatever, whatever
you,
the
you
Lord
got to remind
you.
Me, what did I say?
On our way here, we was talking about basically, we just want to do what God tells us to do. Whatever he lead us to do, we'll do it. Amen.
Praise be to God. Well, I tell you what, brothers and sisters, because I know there's sometimes out there, and amen, I've not forgotten about you. And if you decided and you wanted prayer, amen. I was basically talking about sharing with them the importance, amen, of being connected to the Lord at all times.
Yes.
Amen. And to let God's people know, amen, that it is important, amen, that as a child of God, there's got to be a separation in your life, number one.
Amen.
There has to be a separation in your life. And many times what people don't understand is that sweet and bitter water can't come from the same well. Many times we have got to disassociate ourselves from things of the world. Amen. One of the preachers said, amen, sometimes you can't be involved in listening to so much of the secular music. But the fact of the matter is, if you began to just let any of the secular music begin to get in your spirit, because everything has a spirit behind it.
That's right.
Amen. 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 Everything has a spirit behind it. And when you listen to it, I'll give you an example. Amen. And most of the secular songwriters, amen, they were not singing to married couples. They were not singing to husbands and wives. They were singing to fornicative type relationships or adulterous relationships. Those of you that like the blues, you remember the one called Cheating in the Next Room. Yeah, you remember that, don't you, Minister Mildred?
I remember a lot of things, Bishop.
Okay, but all right. So all I'm trying to say is that these songs had spiritual connotations behind them.
That's right.
Amen. And when you begin to let these things get back in your spirit then they begin to seek residence inside of you. Let me give you a prime example. When Saul had disobeyed God, and that's one of the reasons why we don't receive from God the way that we're supposed to, because we're trying to straddle the fence.
Say it now.
And straddling the fence ain't going to please God.
It never.
Amen. See, either we're going to be obedient to the things of God, or we're going to straddle the fence. And as a matter of fact, I believe God began to sum it up in the book of Revelation and told John, the revelator, he said, look, I would rather have you hot or cold. But because you are lukewarm, that means you're straddling defense. That means you're trying to live saved, amen, in one aspect of your life, and then you're trying to satisfy the fleshly, carnal aspect of your life at the same time. Well, the Word of God says no man can serve two masters. He will love one and hate the other.
Yes, Lord.
And so on Sunday, we want to serve the spirit man. And then as soon as we get out of church, amen, then we want to serve the carnal man. Then we want to go back to listening to the things that feed into the carnal mind. Amen. So let me share with you why the music has a vibration that will either drive or draw spirits. The Bible says that because of the disobedience of Saul, because God rejected him from king, Saul was disobedient, and therefore God allowed an evil spirit to come upon him.
That's right.
And so when the servants began to see this evil spirit on Saul, they knew one thing, that godly music will put the devil to flight.
All right now.
Uh-huh. They knew that godly music would put the devil to flight. And so what happened was, they said, there is a young man that is skilled in the art of playing music that will cause the evil spirit to leave. You see, brothers and sisters, I can't love Jesus and still be listening to Michael Jackson.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Or Whitney Houston.
Billie Jean's Not My Love.
All that old stuff.
Or Whitney Houston. Or,
amen, all that
or,
stuff.
Or Luther Vandross and these things that nature. When we try to mix those things, what we don't understand is that we're playing and treading on dangerous ground,
amen,
and the enemy looks for any opening that he can. Now, when David played, then the evil spirit would go off of him. Many of you are having problems in your flesh right now because of the music that is still vibrating
in your spirit.
That vibration. Every music that we hear brings a vibration to it. Why do you think that the Bible said God inhibits
the
praises
hallelujah,
of his people? The vibration of praise draws God to us. Now, if the vibration of praising God draws him closer, what do you think draws the demonic spirits?
Oh, my God.
To us.
Say it now.
Huh?
Oh, Jesus.
If even the soundtracks from certain movies. Huh? Even the soundtracks from certain movies that we listen to can draw a vibration of a demonical force inside of us. It can draw a spirit of lust.
Yes, it can.
It can draw a spirit of witchcraft and sorcery.
Yes, it can.
It can draw different type of spirits. You see, you know, one thing about it.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. When we go to the book of Acts, even the book of Acts, it showed where there were seven brothers. And these seven brothers who had saw the apostles even casting out devils, took upon themselves. They were called seven sons of Sceva, Minister Mildred. And the fact of the matter was that these seven brothers thought that they could do what somebody else was doing because they saw them doing it. And many so-called Christians today are wondering why they are up under demonic attack.
Oh, God.
They're wondering why nothing seems to be going right.
Yes, Lord.
They're wondering why the bottom sometimes seems to be falling out of everything. Because when we're trying to hold on to the merchandise of the devil, he feels that he still has ownership on us. And so these seven brothers thought that they could cast out demons and devils, Minister Mildred. They went up to this man that had a demon inside of him, and they said, in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preached. Now, everybody think just using the name of Jesus is going to give you authority. There is some prerequisites, and there is some mandates that must be met.
My Lord.
See, I can come up to somebody right now and say, stop in the name of the law. They're going to look at me like, what authority you think you got? And sometimes that's the way Satan looks at us, because we're trying to do something with no authority.
No authority.
Mm-hmm. See, you can't stop a man from doing crime if you're in crime yourself.
Say it. All right now.
You can't tell a man to stop stealing if you're stealing.
That's it, preacher.
You can't tell a man to stop backbiting if you're backbiting.
Say
it. You can't tell a man to stop homemonging if you're homemonging.
That's right.
And somebody may say, well, you know what, Pastor, but I ain't had a man in 30 or 40 years. But you know what he said? If you so much as think it in your mind, you still had it.
That's what the word said.
You still had it if you thought it in your mind. So,
that's right.
So what we're saying is that we must bring down every vain imagination that seeks to exalt itself. So when you're coming up against the enemy, you've got to make sure that all grounds are covered, because you know what? He recognizes authority.
That's it.
When those seven brothers went up to the man and said, in the name of Jesus Christ, come out of him, or we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preached. And the Spirit said, now, wait a minute. I know Paul, because he's a man that don't play.
No Jesus.
See, he kicked all his secular understanding to the curb.
Yes, Lord.
And we know Jesus, because he was strictly real about what he done.
Amen.
But when he went up to the door, he said, but who are you? Many times, people of God, that's what the enemy is saying. When the sickness comes, he's like, and we want to cast the sickness off, who are you?
Who are you? Where you been?
Huh?
You ain't been fast.
When you're praying for your children, who are you?
Amen, preacher.
Huh? You and your wife just got through fussing and arguing and cussing each other out.
Say it, bitch.
So the Spirit says, who are you?
That's right.
Amen. And then if that's not the case, we done got so much other stuff in our spirit from the secular music that we hear.
So true.
Praise be to God.
And we think we can give God anything, Bishop.
It's not going
and
to
God
work.
And God ain't going to accept anything.
I know. And you know what?
He's a
brothers
holy
and
God.
Sisters, you know what? The scriptures tell us when we know better, we got to do better.
Amen.
Amen. You see, there is a price to pay. And Paul said, out of all the things that I learned, from the different languages that I spoke, the dialects, and everything, even sitting at the foot of Gamaliel, one of the greatest scholars of my time, he said, I kicked all that stuff to the curb and I counted it as dung. Now, I kept through the Spirit the ability to rationalize with the Sanhedrin court and people only so I could present the gospel of Jesus Christ. But I did not get on their level.
All right now.
It doesn't mean that you're holier than anybody. It just means that, brothers and sisters, that when you're fighting against the devil, he don't play fair.
He don't play fair. Woo, glory.
He doesn't play fair.
Yes,
and the
Lord.
Thing about him is that he will use any element or vice that you think
Lord.
He's not aware of against you.
So
it is important, praise be to God, that our life is in right standing.
Yes.
Because when you get ready to pray, I remember, I'll never forget, Minister Middle, we were in Chicago. And I was up teaching Bible class, and this young man came up off the street because he said, he heard me saying that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to God but through Jesus. And he came in off the street. You remember that?
Yes,
and he
I
came
do.
In and said, he said, it ain't Jesus.
Yes, he said it.
It's the Father.
He said it.
And he said, if you said Jesus again, I'll kill you right now. Came up in the congregation, and all the poor little saints was looking around.
Yes, Lord.
And I could see fear in some of their eyes. See, when you're in good standing with God, you ain't got to fear no evil at all.
At all.
When you know that your life is not
glory,
marred
glory.
And scarred, when you know that you've not had any dealings in witchcraft and sorcery,
yes.
you ain't got the
Blind.
Hope, amen, that God's going to hear your prayers. You know.
Hallelujah.
What did Jesus say when he was at the tomb of Lazarus? He said, Father, I know that you always hear me.
That you always
hear me. He said, but for the sake of these that are standing around, I want you to hear me again in their presence.
Yes, Lord.
Because I ain't trying to prove nothing for myself. But to let these people know that you are real. The young man came up, and then I said, now, Lord, I am not worried about what the enemy is trying to do to me. But let these people in here know that the power of the Holy Ghost is a reality. Many of us talk about it.
Yes.
But we don't live it. This is a thing that we live when we go to church and when we come back from church.
Yes.
The young man, Minister Mildred, came up, and then he said, I'll kill you. And he came up in the church, came up to the pulpit, almost where I was preaching. And I been, and you know what? The Holy Ghost came upon me right at that moment. And when the Holy Spirit came upon me, I went from the pulpit as Paul began to address even the sorcerer Simon Bar Jesus, who sought to pervert the way of God. And I came down and I said, young man, let me tell you something.
Mm.
The word of God says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And I said, even this spirit that is in you, I address it in the name of Jesus, and I take authority over it right now in the name of Jesus. I said, you too will bow down to the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And that young man looked at me, and he began to tremble inside. And that demon inside of him had to take note that this man ain't just somebody up talking.
Yes, Lord.
This man ain't somebody just up bumping his gums. But he recognized the authority of the Holy Ghost. And that demon inside him said, oh, I guess it's Jesus there.
I guess it's Jesus.
And walked out the door.
Yes, he did.
Just like he came.
Just like he came. I was there.
See, when you got authority, brothers and sisters, but let me tell you something. If you've been dabbling in witchcraft, if you've been dabbling with the man who gives you the mojo and the roots and things of that nature like that, you've got to renounce that stuff in the name of Jesus.
Coming back on
Many
you.
Of you, amen, thought that you could get your home together, going to these folks, giving them your money, and all you did was open yourself up for demonic influence.
Showed
and
up.
Many of you have not renounced that activity.
Sickness has come on you. Anything.
Many of you.
Yes.
Praise be to God. Think you're going to bring a loved one back.
Yes,
going to
Lord.
These root workers and these sorcerer workers. And all they did was got your money. And you opened yourself up for demonic influence.
That's it.
After those seven brothers got the smittens beat out of them. The Bible says, Minister Mildred, that all the folks that had been operating in curious arts came and laid their books down. Those that had been involved in sorcery and witchcraft and voodoo came and laid their books down. And not only did they lay them
down, they
burned them.
Yes.
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
Those of you that are trying to delve into these curious arts,
yes, Lord.
You got involved in the secret societies. In the sororities, and you think that that's going to give you prestige, glory, and honor. You study the mystical Kabbalah thinking that that's going to give you prestige, glory, and honor. But what you don't understand is what you're doing. You're opening yourself up for demonic influence.
Yes,
you got involved in the Masonic orders. You got involved in the Eastern Stars. And the Bible says that we should not take any oath. If a man got to take an oath in secret that will kill him, something is wrong.
Something is wrong.
And then you wonder why there is a curse in your family.
My God. My
because
God.
You've opened yourself up to demonic influence. And see,
deep,
I told you before, demons
deep.
Don't play right.
Yes,
they don't play fair.
So
then our children go to college and they think that, well, I want to get in this fraternity or this sorority, not knowing that there is a demonic spirit behind everything.
Yes, Lord.
And yet they get in it because they figure, I want to be accepted in college. It's time for the church.
Come on.
As I said before. I've come to let you know who you really are.
Mm.
And that is, what fellowship have light
with darkness?
With darkness.
Yes, Lord.
The Bible tells us to get away from the unfruitful works of darkness.
Yes,
when you got to go into a room in dark and to take an oath
something
and to vow to never divulge the secrets, something is wrong.
Something is wrong.
You see, Jesus is light.
Yes, he is.
Uh-huh. And no man taketh light and hide it.
Mm.
But when we get involved in things that usher in demonic influence.
Yes, Lord.
Talk to 133rd. And that 33rd told me. Because see, Bishop Townsend once was involved in it himself. And the fact of the matter is, it's just like anything else. When you're on the lower level, all you know is what they want you to know. But when you begin to escalate up the ladder and find out the truth of it, you find out it's a whole different ball game. I got one word for you. I got one name for you. Father of demons. It's called Albert Pike. Check him out. And you'll find out. Praise be to God. I've got to stop right there, Minister Mildred. If you wanted to call in for prayer, 662-704-0630 is the number to call. Hey, listen, we love you with the love of the Lord. The devil is not forced to change that the power of God cannot break. We're going to be giving you some more information about that upcoming fellowship that's coming at the One Way Apostolic Deliverance Temple. In Jesus' name, we love you.
Amen.